it's pretty clear we took a pretty big hit last night.
That's Manitou Springs Mayor Mark Snyder at Saturday morning's press conference.
Well, I guess one way to characterize it would be we had a July 1 Williams Canyon event and a July 10 Waldo Canyon event at the same time, and probably on a magnitude of 2 or 3 times as severe as those two previous events.
Both those storms stranded motorists on Highway 24, and the first caused serious property damage. Friday's event did the same, but also left one person dead, and as of Sunday, another missing. Justin Blunt was working in the spa building when the flood tore through.
I could see the roaring river, it looks like, a roaring black river coming down Cannon Avenue. It was wild.
The spa building and surrounding businesses were hammered on both sides, with the overflowing Fountain Creek in the front running along the main road, Manitou Avenue, and Canyon Avenue behind it. That road appeared to suffer the most damage. It leads up to the mouth of Williams Canyon, where Manitou Springs Fire Department Lieutenant Steve Schoper describes one of the homes.
That house right there, where it's all bowed out right there, that had water flowing through it. On the other end of that house, it's like a complete tunnel. The debris and everything was flying through that. That right there in front of there is that's a foundation. That was a house. That was one of these small little houses here, but it's completely gone.
Officials estimate 6 destroyed buildings, 2 of which were damaged in previous flood events. 11 were deemed limited entry, while 23 suffered lighter damages. 40 cars had to be removed. Manitou Springs Mayor Mark Snyder says there's a fatigue that comes with the constant threat of flash flooding and calls the damages heartbreaking.
At the same time, I'm just so impressed with our community, the way they rally and respond and help each other out. I've never seen so many people walking up and down Manitou Avenue with shovels and brooms and covered with muck, and nobody asked them to come out and start helping their neighbors. They just did it on their own.
I'm standing here outside Adams Mountain Cafe while people with shovels continue to slop the mud and dirt and debris off the patio and into Fountain Creek. Heavy machinery is throughout Manitou Springs. Volunteers poured into town over the weekend to help residents and business owners clean up. So many, in fact, that Manitou Springs officials announced 2 injuries to volunteers on Saturday and instituted a check-in procedure for the following day. Jeff Peters and 11-year-old Morgan of Colorado Springs were out on Sunday, shovels in hand.
We spend a lot of time coming out here for the arcade and for Adams Mountain and lots of other stuff. So we just decided we spend a lot of time out here, so thought we'd come out and see if we can help now.
Since Manitou was so close, we decided to help.
There it is.
The Red Cross, Salvation Army, and others were also on hand in support of the residents and businesses, and also for the volunteers. St. Andrew's Episcopal Church near the corner of Manitou and Canyon Avenues had an open-door policy offering food, water, and restrooms to volunteers. Francis Mutalo is a deacon there.
People have just been coming in and helping, and they are filthy dirty. And what they're working with is not just dirt. It's yucky stuff, dangerous, yucky stuff. So here at the church, we just thought we would provide a place for them to wash their hands before they ate. We brought out food, and then other people started bringing food as well.
Is there anybody that's not doing anything? I need 4 people for a bucket brigade.
Bucket brigades, shovelers, power washers, where there was a need, there seemed to be a hand. But recovery will take some time, and the monsoon season continues. Manitou Springs Police Chief Joe Ribeiro says efforts to catch debris and ease the water flows are ongoing, but he says it's also a course of nature.
I think it's just reasonable to expect that we will continue to see more of these kind of events. We're going to continue to try to find ways to protect our community. We're going to continue to look for opportunities for mitigation and ways to slow down the water try to reduce the damage that this stuff causes.
Officials maintain it's important for people to stay aware of the weather conditions and to seek higher ground when faced with a flash flood warning. Health officials also encourage anyone who may be handling debris to ensure they have updated tetanus boosters and to wear proper clothing and safety gear. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.